This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 521.5, up 20.25. September wheat ended at 527, up 21. December wheat ended at 539, up 19.5. July corn yesterday ended the day at 367.5, up 7.5. September corn ended at 372, up 7.75. December corn ended at 381.25, up 7.75. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 987.5, down 2. August beans ended at 972.75, down 1.5. September beans ended at 961.25, up 0.25. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 331.90, down 17. August meal ended at 327.30, down a nickel. And September meal ended at 321.80, down a dime. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 32.82, down a dime. August oil, 32.90, down 9. September oil ended at 32.96, down a dime. July oats yesterday ended the day at 254.25, up 4.25. And September oats ended at 261.5, up 4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Tuesday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 7 cents at 342 to 360, while soybean bids were down 2 to 4 cents at 963 to 987. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 7 to 8 cents at 347 to 364, while soybean bids were down 2 to 6 cents at 975 to 993. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 7 cents higher at 348 to 372, soybean bids down 2 cents at 978 to 1001, and wheat bids were up 12 to 16 at 459 to 497. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 1 to 2 cents lower at 1007 to 1023, basis steady to 1 cent higher at 19 to 35 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $343.90 to $356.90 per ton. That is down $1.70, with basis steady at 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 6 to 8 cents higher at $365 to $379, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 300 to 11 over July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 cents higher at 363 to 372, with basis steady at 5 under to 4 over July. Soybeans ended down 3 to 7 cents at 995 to 1001, with basis 1 to 5 cents lower at 7 to 13 over July. And wheat prices were up 19 to 20 cents at 483 to 485, with basis steady to 1 cent lower at 39 to 37 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 cents higher at 382 to 383. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 2 to 4 cents with quotations at 1018 to 1020. Soft wheat up 20 to 21 cents at $4.99 to $5 even, and Milo 8 cents lower at $4.18 to $4.37. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.43 to $3.53. New crop soybean bids at $9.07 to $9.32. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.46 to $3.56. New crop soybean bids at $9.26 to $9.41. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from $3.41 to $3.61, with the new crop soybean bids at $9.18 up to $9.38. That concludes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. July hogs ended the day at 74.35, up 12. August hogs ended at 72.25, down 12. And October hogs ended at 63.12, down 20. June live cattle yesterday ended the day at $152, down 45. August cattle 151.82, down 7, and October cattle 154.40, down 17. August feeder cattle ended the day at 225.35, down 42. September feeders 223.55, down 45, and October feeders 221.70, down 60. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 23rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Illinois direct sow report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 27 to 30, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 33, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 35, and 6 weights and up 34 to 40. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $54. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, we have a steers-only report. Steers on a live basis traded at 151 and on a dress basis, 240. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 360 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $82.87, and that was 71 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $254.13, that was $1.09 higher, with select carcasses at $247.99, that was 7 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000. That compared to 113,000 last week and 115,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 422,000. That compared to 424,000 last week and 400,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome to our farm show for Wednesday. It is June 24th, and the Montgomery County Fair is going on in full fashion. And we've got a guest this morning. We're going to talk to Bart Baker over at CHS and Shipman a bit about how this rain's been affecting everything. It just had a horrible disappointment with you guys for your day at the Macoupin County Fair, but at least hopefully the rain is kind of settling in, not so strong, and these beans are going to emerge like we hope they do.
Well, John, I appreciate you having me on. We were definitely disappointed to miss out on the CHS day there at the Macoupin County Fair, but overall I think we're really fortunate to came through these storms without, more damage maybe than what we have had. We've got some corn that's down, and the research that Reagan Ware, my agronomy manager, has done, kind of looks like we're looking at pretty minor yield decreases in the areas that aren't broken off. So, overall, we're really fortunate. We've got great people, and our people are ready to take advantage of the next opportunity we have going forward.
How are we sitting in Montgomery, Macoupin, Bond County as compared to some of the rest of the farming areas in the state?
Well, I think we're definitely behind on soybean planting, definitely in the eastern side of the area you discussed. There's sure a lot of soybeans yet to go, and I have a lot of empathy for our customers and the other producers in those areas trying to get planted, get their planting finished, but like I said, sure could be a lot worse.
You guys standing by to do whatever it takes to help people, certainly. I've noticed one thing when I was driving down on Possum Hill Road, down off of Warden, down towards Route 140, and I can't remember a time when I saw everything looking so verdant. It was as green and has grown up as I've seen anywhere in this area. It's just amazing how this water has brought everything to life. But as wonderful as it looks, it's just that constant challenge to make the timing right on all of our crop situation. I know that soybeans emerging has been an issue and standing in water. The corn, though, for the most part, is looking awfully good.
Yeah, well, overall, I think the corn looks really good. We're going to definitely have some ponding issues with some low lying fields, and there's some fields that are not near as green as they the producers would like for them to be. We're getting a nice sunny, quite a bit of sunshine this week, and that's what we need. We need some heat, and we need some sunshine, and the opportunity for these water levels to go down some, so that the corn can put the roots down. Corn only puts roots as deep as the water table is. They just won't go below that. And when the water table's just a few inches below the surface, it's not putting roots down very very fast. And I think we all remember years that we would die to have not die, but we would be we would give almost anything to get some of the rains we've got. So
oh sure,
I think we'll take too much water over not having any water. That's for sure.
All right, Bart Baker, the general manager of CHS Shipman, our guest. Bart, I wish you'd tell me just a minute, if you would, about what is it that makes CHS this great relationship between the company itself and the people that it serves.
But our leadership teams came out with some expectations that are really true and go down, go down from the corporate level down to the local level here at at the Shipman business unit. And those, I'll discuss three of them. One of them would be integrity and accountability. And I know that my staff is very, very committed to achieving the highest level of integrity possible. And we're really, really focused on that. And we're really disappointed when something comes about that affects our integrity, in a negative way. Accountability, the second part of that, we're accountable for getting a good return for our members. We're accountable for providing the goods or providing the services that they need on their farms or businesses and supplying those goods. Second one would be owner focus. And with CHS, our owners are the members that do business with us. The there's affiliate cooperatives that are members of CHS, and then there's several thousand producer owners for CHS. And then the third one I would discuss is people and our talent focus. Agriculture there are tremendous opportunities in agriculture, and we've been able to bring on several of the new staff into our organization. We've got some new staff that are have some experience outside of agriculture, and then we've got a lot of new staff members that are young and full of energy and bringing lots of value to our group. This spring we we had four of our newer employees that made tremendous contributions to us, as custom applicators, and just that opportunity to grow the talent and focus on talent and people going forward is very important.
Bart Baker, general manager of CHS and Shipman. The great thing about having a chance to visit like this, Bart, is to get the insight from various people, different areas of the listening area, to find out what things are going on, how the crops are growing, but also how you guys interact with the farmers that you serve. And like you say, farmer owned, but it is a great opportunity to visit with you, and I look forward to the next time.